Hello, and welcome to the Shantagold quarterly results call. Throughout this, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and afterwards, there'll be a question-and-answer session. Today, I'm pleased to present Erik Duindam, CEO, and Luke Leslie, CFO. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning to all, and thanks for dialing in today's conference call to discuss our first quarter results for 2018. My name is Erik Duindam, and I'm the CEO of Shantagold, the third-largest gold producer in Tanzania. Also on the call today is Luke Leslie, who was appointed our full-time CFO during the quarter. Our flagship mine is the New Luwika Gold Mine in southwest Tanzania, which has been in operation for the last 5 years. Earlier this week, we were pleased to announce our full-year results for 2017, in which we achieved our first-ever annual profit of just over $4 million. Moving on to today's quarterly, the latest numbers continue to reflect our priorities, namely operational excellence, number two, balance sheet deleveraging, and targeted growth. Turning your attention to slide three of the presentation, which is available on our website, the first quarter of the new financial year was an important one because it allowed us to complete a number of essential production-related initiatives and setting up nicely for the rest of the year. We took the opportunity in the first 6 weeks of 2018 to complete some key initiatives that have significantly de-risked our operations. By the end of February, our operations were humming well at an annualized run rate of about 90,000 ounces per year of gold production. With that, our full-year gold production guidance remains unchanged at 82,000 to 88,000 ounces per year. The third quarter of this year, we're also expecting to have achieved a further $2 million in cost savings over and above the $5 million target that we reached at the end of 2017. On slide four, and moving into the highlights for this quarter, you'll see that there was a reduction in the tons mined. Well, this reduction was in line with the rescheduled mine plan that we implemented last year, which has subsequently influenced gold production for the quarter, which stood at just under 18,000 ounces. Despite this, our cost optimization initiatives are working well, and the business is responding well to the change. Our AISC came in at $776 per ounce compared to $767 in the previous quarter. The key initiatives completed in Q1 include the successful commissioning of the cemented rock fill plant, which eliminates the dependence on just-in-time cement deliveries. Recall that we will have over 500 truckloads of cement this year, the New Luwika, and the CRF plant is a game-changer for our underground operation. We also restarted open-pit mining operations in March as planned on a substantially reduced cost versus previous years. This gives us production flexibility, contributing about a fifth of the overall mill feed in 2018, and de-risk the reliance on only underground mining. Slide 5 provides an update on our underground development. You'll see that we have achieved a record development in terms of meters at Bahia Creek in the first quarter. We're happy with this position of the development at Bahia Creek. The record meters in Q1 has set us up really well for the rest of 2018. Since my appointment as CEO in August 2017, our continued focus has been on cost savings and deleveraging the business. On slide 6, you'll see that in the past 6 months, we have achieved a total deleveraging of about $8 million, $2 million of which came during the first quarter, and we'll look to continue this trend throughout the year. Moving ahead to slide 7, exploration, we completed our preparations to begin targeted drilling at Bahia Creek in Q2. We will drill a modest 1,000 meters across Q2 and Q3 this year. The area of focus in Q2 is some of the inferred resources to the east of the existing underground decline that are not currently in the mine plan. I look forward to releasing the results to the market when available over the next couple of months. Turning to slide 8, Singida, which is an important asset in our portfolio and also represents an opportunity to potentially have a second producing gold mine in the future. Last week, we announced encouraging drilling results and we'll be rerunning our pit optimizations quarter. As mentioned last week, we will update the market throughout the year as we make progress. We also have a number of important shareholder value catalysts for 2018 as laid out inside, most notably drilling at Bahia Creek, as I discussed earlier, the potential to resequence our Lunga underground deposit in order to maximize NPV, and an update on the additional cost-saving target that I mentioned as well. We'll keep the market updated as we know more, but I can assure you that there's hard work going on all three of these fronts. Skipping ahead to slide 11, our CSR credentials are very strong, and they're recognized by key stakeholders in country. We are a 98% Tanzanian workforce, and our approach to local content was commended by the government in Q1 during an official by the Deputy Minister of Mines in February. Also during the quarter, we received final approval by the government to use our TSF2, which is our second tailing storage facility, which we will be commissioning this quarter. This is a symbolic milestone for Shanta, completing all major projects of the New Luwika Underground Gold Mine. And as you can see in our FX for the quarter, which we brought dropped down to just over $3 million. We're firmly on track for maintaining capital spending this year at substantially lower levels. In closing, on slide 12, I want to reiterate our priorities for 2018, which are operational excellence, returning 82 to 88,000 ounces of production at an all-in sustaining cost of $680 to $730, balance sheet deleveraging, and finally, targeted growth. Thank you very much. We will now take any questions you might have.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question and you haven't already, please press 0 and then 1 on your phone keypad now in order to enter the queue. And then after I announce you, just ask that question. And if you find that question has been answered before it's your turn to speak, just press 0 and then 2 to cancel. And there'll be a brief pause while the questions are being registered. Our first question is over to the line of Justin Chan at Numis. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Morning, guys. Thanks for hosting the call. Just my first question is just on the open pit. And given that that wasn't in the new mine plan, I was wondering what grades you expect from the open pit, and is it best thought of as a top-up to the underground? And then my second question is on CapEx. You mentioned that most of your major projects are through. And that you expect the levels to be much lower this year. Do you expect the CapEx levels to be lower Q2 through Q4 compared to Q1, given that most of the projects are now completed? And what guidance can you give there? Thanks.
Thanks, Justin. Let me start with the CapEx number that we reported in some flavor for the rest of the year. I think it's worth recognizing we talked about, I think the number was $15.9 million of CapEx for 2018. So I think we're well on track to kind of do that or better for the year. Now, it's probably worth just giving you a bit of flavor on the CapEx number. I believe about 70% of it is waste development in the underground. So it's not your typical equipment or project spend. It's waste capitalization. A chunk of that has been some of the drilling we did at Sangita, small amounts, and our spend at Sangita as well, which is all capitalized. So I believe that we'll probably split the year evenly in terms of CapEx on a quarterly basis and aim to be at or better than the kind of $15.9 million that we talked about for the full year. In terms of grade at the open pit, I don't have that number offhand. The way we can think about it, and I'll give you a high-level number, is that the open pit, as you mentioned, wasn't in the revised mine plan. What we did last year was we reintroduced the open pit mining to take the pressure off the underground and effectively have a robust underground plan that we're confident in being able to meet. So for that underground plan, we did about 42,000 tons per month from the underground in Q1. We know we can do more than that because we did in kind of the end of 2017. So you're right. The open pit is it's a top up, but it also gives us reduced risk in terms of the overall mining operation. And just in terms of the grades from the open pit, we're looking at 1.93 grams per ton for the open pits for 2018.
Okay, thanks very much. That's very helpful. And just the last one on the government, sort of the situation with VAT as well. I saw that you received your permits for TSF2, which is a really good sign. Could you just give everyone an update on what your thoughts are on the VAT receivables and the state of the relationship?
Yeah, Luke, do you want to cover that one, and I can top up if there are any other points.
Sure, Eric. Hi, Justin.
Hi, Luke.
Hi. Look, on VAT, we think we'll get the receivable back in full. We're in regular contact with the government on this topic, which is very important for us. We're in Dodoma a lot, as we mentioned in the release, and we're talking to all the right people. Now, unfortunately, for now, we don't have further updates other than what we've announced.
Yeah, I think that's right. And Justin, if I could just add to that, I mean, what we did with the TSF2 approval, we changed our strategy about 9 months ago. We focused on building government relations in Tanzania, and it's paid off. I mean, we got approval, and it was a very different strategy than what had been undertaken under the previous management team. So we, we're making inroads. We think we're in a good spot. We have really good dialogue with government, and we're hearing all the right things. So I think we'll have to be patient.
Okay, excellent. And last one for me. Based on guidance, it's fair to assume grades should be increasing as the year moves through.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. We were in a period one where the grade was lower. The mine plan isn't linear, and we also had a higher focus on development meters at Bahia Creek, which brought our overall grade down for the quarter. Overall for the quarter, I believe grade is around 4 points, or for the year, 4 points is what our target is for the year. Correct me if I'm wrong, Luke, but that's what we have.
Yeah, that's right, Eric.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, guys. I've hogged the line for long enough. I'll give others the opportunity to ask their questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any further questions at this stage, please press 0 and then 1 on your phone keypad now. And there'll be a further pause while any further questions are being registered. We go to the line of Will Dymott at Cenkos. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hi, guys. Can you just run through a bit more on the open pit? What sort of tonnages are you looking at for the year?
Yep, we can. Let me give you that. So what we did in March, we did about 18,000 tons from it. And that was a pretty easy accomplishment for us. What we're looking at for the rest of the year is roughly between 10 and 20,000 tons per month. It moves around a little bit. We're currently in the Shamba pit. We're in Jamiri before, so you know, call it 15,000 tons a month, which tops up the underground and keeps the stockpiles in a good spot.
Okay, perfect. Thanks. And actually, just on that, what's the life of the pits of those ones?
They move around a little bit. I'd have to get the detail and dig it out. Shamba will mine until the end of October, and then it resumes again in kind of Q2 2019. So these are really the kind of production flexibility for us. We can turn them on and off as and when needed. They're right around the plant. And then we'll go into Elizabeth Hill in 2020. But we'll get the detail across to you, Will, after the call, just on those pits.
Okay, thanks. Cheers.
Yep.
Okay, one further time. If anyone has any final questions at this stage, could you please press 0 and then 1 on your phone keypad now? As there are no further questions at this stage, may I please pass it back to you, Eric, for any final comments at this stage?
Great. Well, thanks a lot, everyone. Appreciate joining the call. Q1 was an important one for us. As mentioned, we're reiterating guidance for the year, 82,000 to 88,000 ounces. We're excited by the drilling in Q2 and looking forward to keeping you updated throughout the year. So thanks a lot for joining.
This now concludes the call. Thank you all very much for attending. You may now disconnect.